Thank you very much, Angela Mergen, as we welcome you back to the Cold Spring Baseball Park Region 15C Baseball Tournament for you. The last one, 8 of 8 on the weekend, as weekend one will be in the books. Once this one is done, someone's season will come to an end, and someone will have a state tournament berth on the line against New Munich next Saturday at 2:30. It is the Spring Hill Chargers and the Farming Flames duking it out in that elimination game right here on KASM, and it's brought to you by our sports boosters, our Region 15C boosters, Trappers Pub and Grub, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass of Farming, Haynesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, the Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Dairyland Supply and Sock Center, Ecker Feed Service New Munich, John Dold Century 21 First Realty, Liberty Electric, Stony Creek Dairy, IPM of Wade Park, Shady's Long Shots, Westside Liquor of Wade Park, El Rosa Lumber Company, Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork, BNS Excavating, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet, Promotional Resources Incorporated, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. Those great, great, great sponsors. If you like our broadcast, well, it's not going to happen without those fine folks, and we thank them so much for all of their support here for the Region 15C tournament. Randy, the last one, and it should be a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. Farming and Spring Hill fighting for the chance to play again next weekend. Kirby, your starting lineups. For the visiting Farming Flames, Taylor Foray leads it off at short. Isaac Nett bats second in center field. Ethan Navarchel bat third. Doing the pitching today, Cody Foray bats fourth, doing the catching. Brad Mergen, the DH, will bat fifth. Josh Becker batting sixth in left field. Tyler Schrader bats seventh at first base. Aaron Enck will bat eighth at second base. Braden Enck bats ninth at third base today for the Flames. And Will Mergen going to be in right field. He'll be DH for Taylor Foray, Isaac Nett, Ethan Navarchel, Cody Foray, Brad Mergen, and Josh Becker, Tyler Schrader, Aaron Enck, and Braden Enck with Will Mergen in right field. For the Spring Hill Chargers, the home team on the scoreboard, Eric Terrace leads it off at second. Austin Schoenberg will bat second in the left field. Jamie Terrace bats third at short. Anthony Riverman will bat fourth as the DH. Regan Nelson bats fifth in right field. Eric Schoenberg will bat sixth at third. Owen Meyer batting seventh in center field. Luke Damer batting eighth at first base. Nathan Terrace will bat ninth doing the catching in. Peyton Van Beck, the draftee from El Rosa, gets the ball for the Chargers. He will be DH'd for. And that lineup again for the Chargers, Eric Terrace, Austin Schoenberg, and Jamie Terrace, Anthony Riverman, Regan Nelson, and Eric Schoenberg, Owen Meyer, Luke Damer, and Nathan Terrace with Peyton Van Beck on the mound. And with the play-by-play, it's Kirby Hamish.
Thank you, Randall, as we're ready to rock. Taylor Foray is looking at the batter's box. Now he's in the batter's box as he'll get the first kick at the can against Peyton Van Beck, the draftee from El Rosa, or, as people in northern Stearns County would say, the left-handed Van Beck. As Peyton gets the sign from Nathan Terrace, the first offering is off the glove of Terrace for a ball. Foray, Nets, and Navarchel, the top of the Flame order. Losses for Spring Hill. They had that tough luck loss, that walk-off loss against Spring Hill, or against St. Martin yesterday by a score of 2-1. Farming with that loss to Luxembourg by a score of 6-3 as Van Beck dials a strike in there. It is 1-1 the count. As Van Beck's 1-1 offering, that's popped up foul and out of play. It'll be 1-2 the count to the leadoff man, Taylor Foray.
Peyton had some state tournament experience last year, Kirby. He got picked up by the Watkins Clippers as he was part of their team last year at the state tournament.
As this pitch cut on and missed, got the heater by Taylor Foray for out number one on the strikeout.
So Taylor Foray has seen a little of Peyton Van Beck, and I'm sure Foray has seen Van Beck through the course of the Stearns County League, so not a real stranger to him.
I think he had some zip on it, Randy. He got the fastball by him. That'll bring Isaac Nett to the plate. Nett in center field today for the Farming Flames. As the first offering, Nett will chop this one foul. Easy play over for Dale Schrader at the third base coaching area. Flips it to Eric Schoenberg, and he flips it to Peyton Van Beck. It is Eric Schoenberg over at third. Jamie Terrace at shortstop, Eric Terrace at second base, Luke Damer at first base as Van Beck yields and fires that pitch missing away for a ball. Evens it up at 1-1. In left field, it's Austin Schoenberg. Center field, Owen Meyer. Right field, Regan Nelson. Nathan Terrace does the catching as the 1-1 pitch is waved at by Nett, moving our count to 1-2. Peyton Van Beck, the pitcher. Young lefty from the El Rosa Saints. So we get to see all the Saints represented today by the North teams. Ethan Vogt through in the opener for New Munich as the 1-2 pitch missing down and away. We saw Peyton's brother Will Van Beck throw for Meyer Grove. Congratulations on a nice season to Meyer Grove as they were eliminated by the Cold Spring Rockies. And now Peyton Van Beck, 2-2 pitch. Little tapper at third. Easy hop for Schoenberg. Throw across is in time. 5-3 to retire Isaac Nett. For two quick ones for Van Beck and the Flames, or for Van Beck and the Chargers, I should say. That'll bring Ethan Averchill to the plate.
Well, the umpires for today's game, Tim Pratt behind home plate, Nick Burscheid on the base paths.
So two down and Ethan Averchill into the batter's box as Averchill looks at a first pitch strike. Navratil, the big left-hander, lefty-lefty matchup, off-speed pitch. That is skied deep to right field. Nelson going back in front of the warning track, has a play and has a catch for out number three. A ride right there from Ethan Navratil, but too much ballpark here at the Cold Spring Baseball Park. The Flames retired in order in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. To the bottom of the first we go. It is Farming Zero. Spring Hill coming to bat. You're listening to Region 15C State Tournament action. Back in 1 minute on Chasm Radio.
It's most everyone's dream to buy your first home, maybe that cabin on the lake, or a 40-acre hobby farm. Hi, this is John Dole of Century 21 First Realty. Whatever your real estate needs may be, I'll be there to make the process as smooth and stress-free as possible by customizing my plan of action to each of my clients' wants and needs. I'm a realtor with Century 21 because it's rewarding to find that perfect home or piece of property for my clients. It's like hitting a home run. Check out the team at Century 21 First Realty today. Call me at 320-492-7010. Email John.Dold at century21.com or visit John Dold Real Estate on Facebook.
Hands down, the town's favorite pub, it's Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. You won't break the bank eating out at Trapper's. Give the daily specials a try. Monday, it's an $8 single-topping pizza. On Tuesday, taco night, enjoy beef taco for $7 or a chicken taco for $8. Wednesday, $6 burger baskets are a customer favorite. Thursday is always chef's choice. And Friday, give the fish special your attention. Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming invites you to enjoy a favorite beverage, try a daily special, or order off the menu 7 days a week. For takeouts or catering, phone 548-3700.
And now we head back for more Region 15C Baseball.
We welcome you back to the Cold Spring Baseball Park. Ethan Averchill finishing up, how about his warm-up pitches. And Randy, you've seen this guy throw a time or two.
Just a time or two, yeah, at Albany High School. Considered Al Amdahl's ace, no doubt. Ethan, he's been playing baseball probably at the high school level, the amateur level for sure, since he was a sophomore in high school, and is just very comfortable in this kind of setting, Kirby. Saw that last fly ball that Ethan hit to right center field. Had that been this morning, that would have been out. That would have been out. That ball was carrying so much better to right and right center field. Now the winds have changed a little bit. The overall conditions, the atmosphere conditions, it's a little heavier.
Isn't that funny how the game works, though?
I know.
Well, if I would have hit that 5 hours ago, it would have been a home run, and we'd be up 1-0.
As
Navratil ready to go, his first offering to Eric Terrace is low for a ball. It'll be Eric Terrace, Austin Schoenberg, Jamie Terrace due up for the Chargers here in the first inning. Top of the order as Navratil's one-strike pitch that is in there for a strike to even it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count as Navratil's 1-1 pitch. That's missing low for a ball.
No, called a strike.
That is in there for a strike, says Tim Pratt. So 1-2 the count moves to. 1-2 pitch, cut on and missed. Terrace out on strikes for out number one. Got the heater by him right there as Ethan's arm is loose, Randy.
Yes, it is. He's raring back and letting it go. Ethan, of course, headed to St. Cloud State this fall, going to play baseball for Pat Dolan. I think Dolan's going to love him as in lineup for 4 years, huh?
Nice addition as the first pitch missing for a ball to Austin Schoenberg. The 1-0 delivery from Navratil is on the corner for a strike to even it up at 1-1. Defensively for the Flames, it's Braden Eink at third base. As the 1-1 pitch, that's tapped to Braden Eink at third base, under the glove of Braden Eink at third base. Plenty of times this weekend, Randy, we've alluded to it, the fact that doing step two before step one has happened a lot, and then Braden is the recent Guelph Tea Party.
You take Ethan Navratil out of a position like third base, and you put Braden Eink over there. And Braden, I know he played some high school baseball at third base, and he's kind of interchangeable in the infield. He's played those three positions, second, short, and at third base. But, yeah, different position for Braden, who's played mostly second for the Flames.
As the first offering to Jamie Terrace is missing down and away. Taylor Ferre at shortstop, Aaron Eink at second base, Tyler Schrader at first base for Farming. As Navratil working from the set. As great jump for Austin Schoenberg. He steals that bag. He slides, and he didn't have to. As stealing that one off the pitcher, Schoenberg taking off and swiping second base. He's in the scoring position. 2-0 the count now on Jamie Terrace. As Navratil set his 2-0 pitch, that's missing down now 3-0. 3-0 the count. As Navratil set, a couple looks at Schoenberg at second. 3-0 offering. He is in there for a strike. Jamie with a quick step towards first base. Tim Pratt saying 3-1. 3-1 the count. As Navratil battling against Terrace. This pitch is smacked into left field. Solid knock for Jamie. Being stopped at third base by manager Gordon Barton is Austin Schoenberg, and an error, a stolen base, and a single gets runners at the corners now for Spring Hill in the first inning, and it'll be Anthony Reverman to the plate.
If you talk to the Chargers, that's Charger baseball, taking advantage of maybe an opponent miscue, getting somebody in scoring position. Austin Schoenberg with good speed. Jamie Terrace has just had a great bat for the Chargers for so many years.
Terrace the lead at first. Navratil's first offering. Reverman up the middle. Could be two. Taylor Ferre knocks it down. He won't get anybody. He went to the bag. Got kind of a tough hop there. Goes off of his hip. Terrace slides in safely at second. Safe at first is Reverman. And scoring with ease, our game's first run. It's Austin Schoenberg, 1-0 Spring Hill.
Yeah, it's a ball that, you know, Ethan Navratil, he reached out for. Had he got it, that would have been a tailor-made double play probably. But then Taylor Ferre gets the ball at second, and yeah, it's just that situation there.
As Regan Nelson to the plate, fouls one over the press box here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. One strike the count on Regan Nelson. So a couple errors and a single. First and second, still just one out here, Randy, as the Chargers' Reverman fouling this one away. Anthony had bad luck yesterday.
Or actually, this is Regan.
This is Regan Nelson. Anthony Reverman's over at first base. Two strikes the count on Nelson. As this pitch is chunked into short right field, Mergen will field it. Barton will stop Terrace at third base. The throw cut off by Tyler Schrader. And a single will load him up as Nelson doing a good job right there, Randy, of going with where Navratil put it, knocking it into right field.
Yeah, and no fault to Ethan here. I mean, he's going to do a good job pitching for you. Got to make the plays in the infield, Kirby, when given that opportunity. And that's the makings of state tournament baseball. Got to make those plays.
Terrace at third base. At second base, Anthony Reverman. At first base, Regan Nelson. First pitch to Eric Schoenberg, missing for a ball. Flames finished in the final eight in 2019, Randy, and they were making those plays
when they
went on that run. Region champions of 2019. As Navratil set his 1-0 offering to Schoenberg, 2-0. We talked about it all weekend, and a good time to hit right here. 2-0, bases loaded, one out. You get to sit dead red if you are Eric Schoenberg. Center fielder Isaac Nett playing awfully shallow. Navratil's 2-0 pitch, that is down and away. Now 3-0. 3-0 the count. Nothing cooking from the Flames bullpen-wise. 3-0 pitch. That is low ball four and a four-pitch bases-loaded walk. Terrace trots home. Reverman to third. Nelson to second. Schaumburg gets the easy RBI to first. 2-0 Spring Hill here in the first.
Ethan Navratil, a four-pitch walk.
We'll bring Owen Meyer to the plate. See Paige this weekend?
I did not.
Yeah, I saw Paige. I didn't get to chat with her or anything, but in passing, I saw Paige Meyer here watching her brother play. Pitch missing for a ball. 1-0 the count. Spring Hill up 2-0. They still got bases loaded. Flames are looking for a double play up the middle. As Navratil's pitch, that is sky. That's not going to get it done for Meyer. We'll get an infield fly rule called as Taylor Ferreira will make the catch. On second base is Regan Nelson, and he has to be on the base, and that ball may be close to him on the base right there. That's something you maybe don't see all that often. Where's he supposed to go?
Exactly.
So it is an infield fly for Meyer. Nelson's okay. It'll be Luke Damer, the eighth Charger to bat. He looks at a first pitch strike from Ethan Navratil. Two runs in, two errors, a walk. As Navratil set, one strike pitch. Damer hits it right back to Ethan, who will field. He'll flip to first and retire Damer 1-3 for out three, and that does it for Farming in the first inning. That does it for Spring Hill in the first inning. Chargers score two runs on two hits. There was two Farming errors, bases left loaded. Compelling stuff in the first. If that's any indication, we should be in for a fun one here this afternoon. To the second we go. That's coming up in 1 minute. It's 2-0 in favor of Spring Hill on KASM.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1993 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber Melrose and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Stop in at QBC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297.
And now we head back for some more Region 15C baseball.
Thank you, Angela, to the second we go, and the Flames find themselves down by two as Peyton Van Beck pitching with a lead for the first time. It's Cody Ferreira, and then he'll be followed by Brad Merck and Josh Becker for Farming here in the second as Van Beck's first offering is to the backstop right there. You get that two-run lead, and that first pitch goes to the backstop. It's always a oh boy, what are we in for here in the second? Van Beck right back. That pitch popped up, fouling out of play. Cody Ferre. So Nate Terrace, Cody Ferre, Cole Schmitz, Alex Welly, Kelvin Kultoff, DJ Krohn. The six catchers caught both games this weekend. As pitch hit on the ground towards short, Jamie Terrace up with it. The throw across in time. 6-3 for out number one.
The Farming road to Region 15C, of course, had to come through a play-in game with Pearl Lake, and that game went 11 innings last Sunday, a week ago. Farming won that game against Pearl Lake right here. So they ended up getting the number one seed, and that being Luxembourg, and they lost to the Brewers yesterday 6-3. That puts them in this ball game today fighting for their lives.
As the first offering to Brad Mergen, that will hit Brad Mergen. Van Beck, lefty-lefty matchup. Farming gets their first base runner as Mergen hit by the pitch. Brings Josh Becker to the plate. Spring Hill, Randy, their tour. They were the champions regular season of the Stearns County League North, winning their first-round playoff matchup against Del Rosa, losing in the North Championship game to New Munich, so they came in as the number two. Took on St. Martin yesterday at noon, losing on a walk-off hit by Tanner Arsenal, scoring Kyle Leeser. Van Beck's first offering to Becker, a check swing into some netting here at the Cold Spring Baseball Park. One strike the count.
This is the eighth game so far that we have broadcast here in Region 15C. We'll have six more for you next weekend.
You got it. Starts Friday night. They have a time change on that or something?
No. Pitch? No. Don't look at the program. If you are listening at home right now, took the program home, please do not look at it. Next Friday night, 8 o'clock.
What's the program say? The
program says something about a Wednesday game.
Oh.
Don't do it.
It's not on Wednesday. No. Van Beck's 0-2 pitch popped up foul and out of play by Josh Becker. One on, one out for Farming here. Yeah, it'll be Friday night at 8 between the Richmond Royals and the Luxembourg Brewers. 0-2 the count. Van Beck staked that two-run lead by his newly adopted teammates as this pitch off-speed, missing up and in, moving our count to 1-2. Becker in left field today. 1-2 the count. The 1-2 pitch just off the corner right there. Tim Pratt not biting. Moves our count to 2-2. 2-2 the count. The lefty Van Beck comes home. 2-2 pitch. That's skied into short left center field. Coming on hard and sliding and making the catch is Austin Schoenberg. Like a two-kneed slide right there. Caught it kind of right at his face and took a little divot out of John Atchison's well-manicured outfield grass. But putting the catch away nonetheless, Becker retired. F7 for out number two.
Well, if you look at it, had Jamie Terrace maybe realized that that ball was not going to end up that far from him, he might have gone back on the grass.
Probably could have taken off and got it. Instead, Schoenberg coming way in from left field as Tyler Schrader, first pitch swinging, fouls it back for strike one. 0-1 the count to Tyler Schrader, first baseman for his dad, Dale Schrader's Farming Flames. Brad Mergen, not much of a lead over at first base. Van Beck's pitch missing down and away to even it up at 1-1.
Like, is there anything John Atchison can't do?
It'd be news to me.
I mean, we were getting the tour of fried onions today from Atchison. I mean, the guy can cook. We know that.
As that pitch in there for a strike. I do know one thing he can't do.
What's that?
He can't pull off the Jeff Ilias galoshes that Ilz was wearing today. 1-2 the count. Two away, a man on for Farming in the top of the second inning. Van Beck's 1-2 offering. Off speed, that's skied in the infield. Damer wants nothing to do with it. He just points right at Eric Terrace. It's Eric's ball anyway. He'll make the catch to retire Schrader for out number three, and that does it for Farming in the second. They score no runs on no hits. There was no Spring Hill errors and one runner left on base. 1.5. Spring Hill is up 2-0 over Farming. On to the second, bottom half, coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you find the kind of food that Mom and Grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or take-it-to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites, so come hungry. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And remember the Sportsman's Den for your weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Mark those calendars for Saturday, September 25th. Cindy has booked the Shaw Band and has them playing from 8 until midnight at the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. To order or book your events, phone the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, 243-4546. At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
And here on Chasm Radio, we head back for some more baseball.
Thank you, Angela. And to the bottom of the second, it's 9-1-2 in the Spring Hill Charger batting order. Nathan Terrace, Eric Terrace, followed by Austin Schoenberg as Ethan Aperchill's first offering to Terrace. Drag, bunt, and a beauty. It's fielded by Braden Eich. He throws. Tyler Schrader comes off the bag because Nathan Terrace beat it out. The old dog teaching the young guys some tricks. Randy?
Nathan says, if you give me that line, I'm going to use it. And yeah, Nathan, you know, he used to bat that three or four in the Charger lineup. Of course, he's given way to some of the younger guys. And, he can still get it done, though. He is a gamer.
It's just funny to think of the whole concept as Eric Terrace to the plate. He pulls his hands and says, you think my oldest brother can bunt? You should watch me. But to think that you get a guy like Nathan Terrace and then, you know, oh, yeah, he's just an old guy now. It's like, no, everyone still knows you. You're not like a normal nine hitter.
Right.
He's aboard at first base, 1-0 the count. Navratil, pause. He's 1-0 pitch. That's tapped foul at home plate by Eric Terrace to even
Nathan,
it up at 1-1.
He came up to
one.
Me after the game yesterday against St. Martin, and he goes, you know, we lost 2-1, but there was just those little things that we didn't do right in the ball game today that maybe cost us the game. It's, yeah, in a 2-1 game, that's going
to
happen.
Terrace hits it on the ground to third. Eich to second for one. Eich back to first, and do we get a call? No? Not in time. Okay, as Burscheidt, the base umpire, a little staring contest with everybody. It looked like Eric was safe, but
yeah,
I'm not umping the game up here. So
I don't know why the delay.
Beats it out. And he's aboard with a fielder's choice. And it's what I was going to say. It's funny, the intricacy of the game of baseball. One little thing, you know, they have that just a little miscue.
Yeah.
Something like that. And next thing you know, you're not in the winner's bracket anymore.
Exactly. Exactly.
One out. Terrace aboard. Navratil a long pause. Eric stays put. As the batter is Austin Schoenberg, who fouls one off of his foot. Austin reached on an error by third baseman Braden Eich. Oh, and one as Schoenberg and Jamie Terrace, the two men to touch home plate. Oh, and one the count, the 0-1 offering. That is missing low for a ball. Evens it up at 1-1. Of course, we'll have our candy bar bet coming up after the fifth inning, sixth inning or so, when Randy Schoenberg tallies the region attendance. That's the 1-1 offering. Schoenberg pops that one up, foul, and out of play. Austin in a hole at 1-2. Schoenberg got that stolen base earlier off the second pitch of Ethan Navratil, and Eric Terrace is sitting there thinking, man, now I can't, you know, now he's paying a lot of attention all of a sudden, and there's a throw over right on cue as Terrace dives back safely.
So, obviously, when they count the attendance, Ernst & Young, your certified public accountants, are in here probably helping with that. Where do they have these people?
I'd say in a
very secure location, I'm sure.
Well, probably a couple bucks available right there. So, yeah, there's some nooks and crannies to this old beauty of a ballpark that you can find a spot to go through the couch
office
cushions.
Yeah.
As a two-strike pitch, that is chopped foul down the third baseline. Schoenberg stays alive at 2-2. Terrace was moving with the pitch as Eric, the pest, was out there once again. It's got that almost that Jackie Robinson hopping lead sometimes, jumping around. As Navratil set, comes home quickly as this pitch is lifted into short left field. Coming on, that ball's going to drop in front of the left fielder, Josh Becker. Terrace right out of the gate. He will take third. And the good base running award awarded to Austin Schoenberg following up behind Randy. He checks in at second base as Terrace making a make you throw you out type of play, and they didn't do it. Schoenberg ends up at second.
Yep, at the end of the day, make the plays. And right now, Eric Terrace forced the issue. Farming didn't make the play, and look at what they got, second and third.
Scoreboard gave did they give an error on that play? You don't have three flame errors, do you?
I don't.
Okay. Jamie Terrace is up. Infield comes in. First offering to Jamie. That's chopped foul down the third baseline past Gordon Barton. as Jamie looking to clutch up right here. He had a single and came across the score back in the first inning.
What the scoreboard is saying that they gave an error on the throw that allowed Austin Schoenberg to take second base.
Oh, so there is an error there. As Terrace hits one left side, that's through. Terrace comes across to score. Schoenberg had to make sure that the ball did get through and that Eric was going home. So he is only he's only allowed to reach third base, and it's 3-0 Spring Hill on the RBI single for Jamie Terrace.
Farming faithful, not happy with how the team is playing out there right now, and they're letting it be known. They want their team to play better.
They'll tell you what they're thinking.
Yeah.
So first and third, middle infielders are going to have to go to double play depth. That's Aaron Eink and Taylor Foray at second and short, respectively. Even at the bag at third is Braden Eink, and holding the runner Jamie Terrace on at first is Tyler Schrader. As Anthony Riverman takes a strike. Three in for Spring Hill here, and they got first and third with one away. We're just in the bottom of the second inning. As Navratil will come to the set right at the torso. That pitch is hit through the left side again. Anthony punching it into left. Schoenberg trots in to score. Terrace will reach second, and another RBI single right there as two more in the second inning. It's now 4-0 in favor of Spring Hill, and here comes Dale Schrader out of the dugout.
Yeah, and they're singling him to death right now. Of course, that occasional error by the Flames doesn't help things in that respect. But, yeah, they had, two hits in the first and now four hits here in the second inning. You throw three errors in. That's a lot of base runners for an inning in the third right now, Kirby.
The fact that your five hitter is getting his second at-bat with just one out in the second inning,
yeah,
not ideal, not the way you draw it up. As the Flames, we've talked about their bats, but when you fall behind, and fall this far behind this early, makes it tough. As the powwow has come to an end, there are some daubers down out on that infield right now.
I'm seeing it. I'm absolutely seeing it. Yeah, they hanging the head just a little bit, and a lot of game.
Oh yeah, there's only an entire high school baseball game left in this.
Right.
As Regan Nelson will step into the batter's box, first and second. Jamie Terrace at second base. Anthony Riverman at first. Navratil set his first offering to Nelson. That is skied, and there's another infield fly rule. 2-2 innings for the Chargers, Randy. You could go a summer without seeing one of those.
You could go a whole summer, absolutely.
First pitch swinging and retired is Regan Nelson. That'll bring Eric Schoenberg to the plate. Looking to clutch up right here. Schoenberg walked. He had that bases loaded walk on four pitches back in the first. Navratil's first offering, that is in there for a strike to Eric Schoenberg. Schoenberg, another one of those veterans. Jamie Terrace at second base as that pitch to Schoenberg missing down and away. Now 1-1. Four rock in favor of Spring Hill. As Navratil staring at Terrace at second, that 1-1 pitch waved at by Schoenberg. Rabbit in a hole at 1-2, and that ball is going to get past the catcher, Cody Foray. And are they thinking that that's a foul ball, or are they going to ask if it? Well, how would the base umpire have any idea if that was a foul ball? And it is a foul ball. So, Burscheidt and Pratt, the brain trust right there gets together and decides to put Jamie Terrace back on second base. 1-2 the count now to Eric Schoenberg. 1-2 offering from Navratil is a foul ball again. No debating this one. Tim Pratt jumping on that right away. As 1-2 the count. First and second. Navratil's 1-2 pitch. That's lifted into foul territory. Eink over for a look. He'll have a play, and he'll make the play in front of the farming dugout to retire Eric Schoenberg for out number three. Two more for Spring Hill in the second inning, scoring two runs on four hits. There was one more farming error, and two men left on base. We've played two. 4-0 our score in favor of Spring Hill. We will be back in 1 minute with the third inning right here on KASM.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Paintsville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
And let's head back for some more baseball.
We welcome you back to the Cold Spring Baseball Park. We welcome you into the Jack Bell Press Box for the middle innings of our broadcast today. It's Randy Rothstein.
Thank you very much, Kirby. Yeah, to the top of the third inning and the Farming Flames. Bottom part of their order, Aaron Eink, Braden Eink, and Taylor Frey at the top. Peyton Van Beck on the mound, the draftee for El Rosa. The first pitch to Eink, ball, and now tapped up the middle. Nice
Ooh-wee.
Stop by Eric Terrace behind the bag at second, and out is Aaron Eink on a great play by Eric Terrace, fielding it behind the bag at second, jumps up in the air, gets enough gas behind that throw, and throws out Aaron.
That was a beaut play of the tournament that I've seen thus far, Randy. You know, you get the Dalton Thielen throw out, you get the diving catch that we saw, but that's my favorite right now.
Yeah, that's right there. One out, and Braden Eink to the plate. First pitch to Braden. Didn't get an indication really from the home plate umpire. I think it was a ball that fouled at the plate. The count, one ball, one strike.
Aaron Eink, not a slow guy by any means. So Terrace knew he had to be quick there at second base. So he digs that knee. You can see where he dug that left knee, Randy. It's where it's green on his white pants.
Yep. Tim Pratt ran.
Got Nathan Terrace a foul tip.
Giving him a little bit of time.
Dusting off a clean plate. Patting him on the helmet.
I believe it's one ball, one strike.
That's what I got. Eink the nine hitter for Farming.
Braden Eink digs in the batter's box. Peyton Van Beck comes home, pitches high for a ball, and 2-1. 2-1 the count, one out. No one on for Farming here in the third. Pitch inside, now 3-1. 3-1 to count to Eink. Van Beck ready, kicks, delivers, and well, that was two and two. Strikeout, Eink out on strikes.
Second strikeout for Peyton Van Beck, his first time through the order. Lineup flips over back to the top.
And here comes Taylor Parade to the plate. Taylor in his first at bat struck out against Peyton Van Beck. Four runs, six hits, no errors for Spring Hill. No runs, no hits. Three errors for the Farming Flames, and Nathan Terrace takes another one behind home plate.
Gordon Barton going to come out and have a word with Nathan.
I don't know where he got that, but Gordy Barton out to have a word with him.
Nice listening audience today, Randy. Got a text from Kyle Leeser. He's listening. Got a text from Sean Schaumburg saying that he's listening and hoping for an eventful evening for his former squad.
He took that one off the mask. Appears to be okay, and we're ready to go again. 0-1 the count to Nathan Terrace. Nathan's got some boys coming up in that Charger system.
Is it like the only people that he's going to allow to ever catch?
I don't know, but I've seen a few tweets over the summer with the kids playing some summer ball already, and the boys are growing up right before our eyes. Here's a fly ball to center field. slowly getting to it. His own Meyer, he makes the catch for out number three, and that'll do it for Farming here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 2.5. Spring Hill 4, Farming nothing. More baseball in a minute. KASM.
Planning your next big project? Contact Liberty Electric for all of your electric needs. We're a full-service 24-hour electrical contractor licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. If you need commercial, residential, agricultural, restoration, maintenance, or emergency services, contact Liberty Electric at 320-548-3775. You can see some of our outstanding work we've done online at libertyelectricco.com. Best of luck to all the teams from Liberty Electric in Farming.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to all the area teams at the Region 15C Baseball Tournament.
And we head back for some more Region 15C baseball.
Thank you, Angela. Bottom of the third inning in the Spring Hill Chargers. We'll send Owen Meyer, Luke Damer, Nathan Terrace to the plate. That'll be that bottom third of the orders, a second at bat.
What was your favorite season that we got today of weather? We're in the summer right now. We had kind of a spring weather earlier.
Shot by Meyer to Braden Eink at third. He picks up that two-hopper across to Schrader in 5-3 in the putout. You know, actually, it's not too bad here in the press box right now.
No. Get that little breeze coming in.
We did get the wind switch a little bit to the northwest, west-northwest, so we've had a wind change, and you can just feel the air is a little bit drier, too, now.
Some could argue that there's been hot air all weekend up here.
Damer, a one-hopper to Eink at second base, and over to first, 4-3 on the putout. That whole play seemed like in slow motion, Kirby. It's like I almost need to talk slower because the one hop to second, and Eink just waited for it to drop.
And Damer wasn't,
running it
no,
out.
No, wasn't exactly busting tail.
It's like, what happened there?
Oh, did I hit pause? So we got two outs on two pitches. Is Nathan going to swing here? Not a chance.
No way. He's going to make Ethan throw a little bit, and the pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. Navarjel delivers, and there's a strike on the outside corner, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Ethan Navarjel's pitch. Line drive to Foray. It's short. Taylor gloves it for the out, and that would make it a five-pitch inning.
Correct.
Done are the Chargers in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Three in the books, Spring Hill 4, Farming nothing more. Region 15C Baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Sometimes we overlook the benefits of a local service provider. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we realize you have options, and we know you need more than just a local provider. You need up-to-date, cutting-edge technology. With our fiber-to-the-home network, you get access to groundbreaking internet speeds. We take pride in serving our customers better than anyone else and providing really fast internet speeds too. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home. 320-845-2101. Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual are always focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to keep you top of mind. We'll be there when you need us most, helping protect all that's important to you, including your future. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Nancy Mathiasen, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
And now more Region 15C baseball.
Thank you, Angela. Top of the fourth inning, and for the Farming Flames, it'll be Isaac Nett, Ethan Navarjel, and Cody Foray, the 2-3-4 hitters. Hey, thank you for joining us tonight on AM 1150, 105.5, HD2, 107.7 FM, and on our stream at mychasm.com. Kirby, I've been saying this all along, but you do a great job archiving these games and putting them on our MyChasm website. And
what are you buttering me up for?
You will do that again this year. I know you will because you love doing it. But no, they'll be available sometime this week. You can listen to some of those archive games from this past weekend, all eight games.
They'll be on there. You can relive the Arsenal walk-off. You can relive the Fruith walk-off, the Royal and Rocky power outages, and all the fun of Region 15C Weekend 1.
So far.
Both home runs, all both of them.
Isaac Nutt takes the first pitch from Van Beck High for a ball 1-0.
So we had two home runs. My brother brought up to us if we were keeping a tally of normal Stearns County League home runs, and we got to be at about, I don't know, eight maybe?
That would be it. Cause a little debate here, probably. The pitch grounded to short. Jamie tears up with it across the diamond. 6-3 on the put up because you or I would all of a sudden say on a fly ball, which park was it, right?
Well, and now think of all those years playing where you hit one, say, in New Munich, and it went 15 feet in front of the fence in right center, and your teammates would say, hey, Randy, gone in Lake Henry.
Yeah, well, I know, that's happened. So we'd probably have to name a park before we started each inning, right?
That would be, so where are we playing at now?
Yeah, here's Ethan Navargill at the plate. The sweeping breaking ball from Van Beck, a strike called in 0-1. Yeah, Cold Spring Baseball Park, it's imminent beauty, but also it is spacious. Here's a fly ball to left field. That's going to drop in front of Austin Schoenberg. And Navargill grabs the Flames' first hit of the evening.
Punching that. It is now evening as we welcome you to the 6 o'clock hour. Is punching that down and away pitch from Van Beck just in front of Austin Schoenberg in left field. So a base runner for the Flames looking to get something going here. They've been quiet thus far and quiet on the weekend, really.
We have one out, one on, and Van Beck's throw. Navargill back to first. Cody Perret at the plate for Farming. Cody so far today, 0-for-1, ground ball to short. And the pitch. That's followed to the backstop and the count. And a 1-1 to Cody.
He's the elder statesman of the Perret tribe.
He is.
Okay.
A couple of years older than Taylor. Of course, they had a sister Josie Ferret played softball for Albany.
Well, Faith Ferret.
And Faith.
There
that's
we go.
Right. Two girls. Throw again to first. And Navargill back again. And Peyton Van Beck's a young pitcher, and I know he's got probably this little routine, but you've got a 4-run lead, Peyton. Just get the hitter, right?
That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Kyle Leeser's feeling the blues or about the 380 to center field. He's saying 380 is a little too much for his. He's got to hit the weight room this week, he said.
One on, one out. Pitch to Ferret late on the swing is Cody, and 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes. Kirby coming up here. We will pick the attendance for the Sunday here at Cold Spring Baseball Park.
I'm going for the weekend sweep.
Peyton Van Beck throws to first and Navargill back safely. 1-2. Yeah, it used to be I would kick Donnie Heinen all over the press box. But
yeah, well, those days are over.
Here's Perret, line drive over Jamie Terrace's head into left center field, a base hit.
Ball was smoked over Terrace. Jamie was hoping for it to come down, but it kept rising, Randy, as that drops into short left center field. And the Flames with a little bit of a rally right here through the middle of the order.
Jamie needed a little Ty Reller height or Nolan Sand height.
Exactly. If Justin Schrader or Ethan Vogt was able to get out there.
I'll bring Brad Mergen, the designated hitter, to the plate. Brad, before this inning, was the only Farming base runner. He was hit by a pitch back in the second inning. Batting here in the fourth.
Got to say hi to Tony Hoffman, listening today.
Tony Hoffman. Yep, remember Tony well. My 1 year, I coached basketball with Russ Kaltoff, Tony Hoffman, an eighth grader back in the day. Tony talked a lot back then.
Your star player?
Yeah, Tony talked a lot. Let's just go that route.
I like it. How was G-Rod as a basketball player? Well, he talked a lot.
I love him to death.
So, and that was a stacked team. You had Dan Hondel, Eric Schmitz, Kenny on Fire, Downtown Meyer. You had a good team then.
We did.
And a talkative Tony Hoffman.
We had Greg Terrace.
There we go.
Greg talk to? Here's a ground ball to first. Damer up with it. He'll run it to the bag and gets the put out. The runners move up to second and third. Mergen retired. Two outs.
They called that a foul ball. Awfully
Did
late.
They really?
Yeah.
Wow. They saying it hit him in the batter's box, maybe?
I don't know. I don't understand if it hit him why Brad would have ran it a hard 90 up the first baseline.
One ball, two strikes to Mergen. And Brad slaps this to second. Eric Terrace. He's going to go to second. They get the force out. Jamie Terrace, who does that move so well when he realizes he's not going to get the double play at first. He will spin, do the Joe Gill pirouette, and look and see if that runner at third has moved down the line at all.
Him and Matt Mittendorf from El Rosa for years, it was like a pregame speech before the game. On that play, stay put on third because he'll backpick you and you'll feel 2 inches tall.
Yeah. Here's a ground ball by Josh Becker to third. Shane Berg will go to second. They get the force, and that'll do it for the Flames in the fourth. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. We played 3.5. It's Spring Hill 4, Farming nothing. More Region 15C baseball in a minute on KASM.
Our automotive journey began when Dwayne Gilliland was hired as a service tech at a dealership. Dwayne worked his way up to service manager and then to general manager. He told the owner that he'd hoped to own his own dealership, so the employer helped Dwayne achieve his dream and worked with him to secure the purchase of Bastion Chevrolet in 1986. Dwayne and Karen, along with their young children, Christy and Grant, moved from Grand Forks to St. Cloud to begin living the dream of owning a Chevrolet dealership, Gilliland Chevrolet. Currently, Christy and Grant have grabbed a hold of the family business torch and continue to live by their father's principles and traditions. Please join us for our 35th anniversary celebration and car show. Enjoy beautiful classics, live music, games, food, and more. The Gilliland family and team are so grateful for your support over the past 35 years and look forward to celebrating with you on August 24th from 4 to 8 p.m. All makes and models welcome. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.